Welcome to the Selah Show, where our goal is to pause and think about who God is and what His Word says about us. I'm your host, Trisha Mugo. Today's big truth that we're going to dwell on is that God never quits us. Our verse is Lamentations 3:22-23. The Lord's loving kindness indeed never cease. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease. For His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. So now I'm going to unpack this truth just a bit more. I want you to listen, not just with your mind, but also with your heart. Remember, we're trying to train our heart not just to know the Bible, but to truly believe it. So I'm praying the Lord to give us eyes to see and ears to hear who You are and what You're speaking to us today. Come, Holy Spirit, and teach our hearts to believe. Lord, we want to be doers of the Word and not just hearers only. Amen. If you guys feel comfortable, close your eyes and think on God. This is just a time to connect with the Lord. It's a few minutes out of your day where you press pause and renew your mind. So it's important to me that we understand the large scope of the Bible, the big story arc. So I just kind of wanted to share a little bit about God's faithfulness from the entire Bible. So I want you guys to picture with me, if you can, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden and God sowing fig leaves together for them. That's a picture of God's care for His kids. He relentlessly pursues Jacob, even to the point of wrestling with him. He never gave up on Jacob, even though he was a cheat and a liar. All along, God saw in Israel. He saw the future of the future patriarch, the father of the 12 sons, which became the 12 tribes. That's who He saw in Jacob. So our faithful God changes our name, doesn't He? Even before we deserve it. Fast forward a few hundred years, do you see Moses out there tending sheep on the backside of the desert? God has given Moses a heart and a passion to see the nation of Israel free from Egyptian slavery. But it takes 40 years, but God brings the dream into fruition because He's faithful like that. He heard the outcries of His people. But then the real drama begins when a million or so former slaves learn to live free and live loved right there in the middle of the wilderness. God brought them to the promised land because He's faithful like that. He never quits us. But God also chose to prove His faithfulness right there in the desert. And this is important because I know some of you guys are walking through a desert. You know, in the middle of the desert, He was faithful. He never let their shoes wear out. His faithfulness never ceased. His loving kindness has never ceased towards us. That's a God who is faithful even in the small details. He cares about the big areas of your life, all those big decisions you're praying about. But He's also tending to the small details that only we notice. When we look at the big picture of the Bible, we see one obvious theme. Though humankind fails God over and over ad nauseum. For instance, we see the nation of Israel drag His name through the mud over and over again. But God remains ever faithful. What kind of love and patience is this? That He would bear with you and me. Even though, if we're honest, our lives resemble Israel's roller coaster faith more than we like to admit. I was thinking today about, there's a verse in 2 Timothy. It's 2 Timothy 2:13. It says, if we are faithless, He remains faithful, for He cannot deny Himself. Isn't that good? Especially when we realize everyone we meet in life will fail us. Your friends will fail you, your spouse, your children, your parents, your pastors, your mentors, they will fail you probably. But you have one who cannot fail you because His nature is perfect and ever faithful. Jesus is the faithful bridegroom who keeps loving his unfaithful betrothed. That's you and I. He's patient and he's long-suffering. He's kind, and his love always hopes. It always protects. It never fails. That love it talks about in 1 Corinthians 13, that we can aspire to love like that, that's God's love for us. He loves us like that, always patient, always kind. The Bible says we see God in the face of Christ. So if you're wondering, what is the character of God like, and you're not familiar with the Bible, all you have to do is open up the New Testament. You see Jesus, and you see what God is like. Jesus is God, after all. He perfectly reveals God's character. Do you see the way Jesus treated people? He dignified them. He touched the unclean, the untouchable. So when I go over verses like John 13, 1, that's why I want to weep. I listen to this verse. It's so stunning and emotional, but it sums up God's faithfulness so well. It goes like this. He had loved his disciples during his ministry on earth, and now he loved them to the very end. I can't get over it. To the very end. That's faithfulness. That's perfect love. That's a faithfulness that we can't even understand in our humanness. He doesn't pick up and leave us when we sin. He doesn't forsake us. He cannot defy his nature. Do you know that Jesus prays for us? He intercedes for us. His death on the cross was total payment for our sins, past, present, and future. We can't out-sin the grace and faithfulness of God. Wow. Talk about Selah. What a thought to pause and think about. All right, let's pray. Lord, knowing this, we just respond to you and just utter gratitude. We don't deserve your awesome faithfulness towards us. We surely haven't earned it. And God, we admit that it's pretty hard to wrap our minds around it. How can you be so faithful to us when you know us? You know our deeds and you know our heart, and you know how we are prone to wander. Lord, help our unbelief when we're tempted to doubt your faithfulness to us. Teach us to look back at your track record in the Bible and in our very own lives. Teach us to stack up those Ebenezer stones, those stones of remembrance, so we won't forget. God, we are forgetful people, and our forgetfulness makes us faithless. Lord, help us not forget. Give us long memories of all the ways you've shown yourself faithful in the past. There has a way of short-circuiting our memories. So help us, God. Lord, and that big thing that's in our heart today that we're stumbling over, that we're praying with you about, that we're questioning, will you be faithful this time? Lord, even that, we surrender it to you and we say, we trust you. Lord, we know you are faithful. So we just practice it right now, trusting you. Lord, we believe, help our unbelief. Amen. Well, thank you for listening and for tuning your hearts to God's Spirit with me and with us. It's such a joy to press pause and to meditate with you, and to pray with you.